sacrament, but like they got confirmed and stuff, so next Sunday I guess they'll just take the sacrament. But so we had like the confirmations for Sir Sarah, and then all the other, like the kids, like it was for Alessi, for Miguel, for Olivier, for Manesse. And so then after that, let's see, then like for Chris, I came really late to church too, and I'm like glad he even came to church at all, because I wasn't thinking he was gonna come, but he ended up coming, so that was like super awesome. I was super happy about that. Like he came like halfway through like the second hour, and so then like after that, like after priesthood and stuff, we then like just sat and like taught him for like an hour or so. Or no, it wasn't an hour. We like taught him for like 30, 45 minutes, something like that. Just like about like the stuff that, like we talked about in like the class for like the Amida de Iglesia. And then after that, so then we're like talking with him and stuff, and then after that, we like, he left and like went home, and then we went and like talked with like the first counselor about Family Brew and like how to like help them get money and stuff, and he like said he was gonna talk to Bishop and like try to figure out a way for them to get money so that then they can get baptized, because if we baptize like them and like their whole family, that's like we could like baptize like 7 more people, so we have like, we have like a chance to like baptize like 15 people this month. Like it's possible if we just like keep up the good work. So that's like super awesome. So yeah, so baptism was super awesome. All of the people came to the church and got the gift of the Holy Ghost and stuff. And so it was super awesome. And then, let's see, yeah, so then after that, like, we just, like, came back to the apartment and stuff, and we just, like, hang out, like, at the apartment for, like, the rest of the day today, so that was kind of, like, a bummer, but I got, like, time to study and stuff, which was nice, but, yeah, that was, like, basically it for, like, today, and also, like, found out that Elder Yama, like, isn't getting sent to, like, another place. Like, he's staying here. So that's super nice. But, like, Elder Da, he leaves tomorrow. Because his visa came and stuff. So he's going to Congo. And so Elder Yama's going to train again. And then me and my comp, which is awesome. He's a stud. He's helped me a lot, like with like teaching and stuff. Like he just like knows like the doctrine like super well. Like he literally has like, he knows the Bible like so well. Like it's awesome. He like chastises our immediate degrees sometimes. I'm like, dude, like you can't do that, but like I don't know, it works. I'm like, it's so funny. It's awesome. But yeah, so he's a stud. Like, we've been doing some good work. But yeah, so that's, like, basically it for my week. Yeah, that's, like, basically it. Just had baptisms and stuff, and it was awesome. Hopefully, we can, like, get, because I feel like, after talking to for Chris today, like, I feel like we can get him baptized, and, like, if we can get him baptized, like, I feel like he can do some good things in our church. Like, he's a great guy. But, yeah, so, that's basically it for my week. Hope you guys have been having a good time. Hope you guys had an awesome week. Hopefully Grandpa's doing well. I've been praying for him a lot. So now he's struggling with his injury and stuff. That's like not fun at all. So hopefully he's doing well. Also hopefully Ben and Josh got into BYU and Ben gets into Search Tech. I've been praying for that a ton. I've just been praying like you guys have been doing good. Because I know like I didn't email you guys last week. So hopefully you guys like weren't freaking out. I'm doing good though. So that's awesome. French is like really starting to come. Which is really awesome. But like it's not perfect by any means. I think like my problem right now is like I understand like almost everything that like everybody says. But like when I speak, sometimes like people just don't understand like what I'm saying. Because like I don't really have the accent down. And like my French is like kind of backwards. Because French and English, like the way it translates, like it's backwards. Like the way like a French sentence like goes, like if I said like I want to give you this, like the way that the French translates to, it's like je te donne. Like, I give you, but it's, like, you switch, like, the way it translates, it's, like, I, you, give, like, it's super weird, so it's, like, kind of hard to, like, remember, like, to switch it, but, I don't know, it's, like, when I start speaking French, like, I can just kind of, like, speak it, and, like, when I'm speaking the gospel, I can speak it for the most part, and they can, like, understand, like, what I'm trying to say. Which is super cool. Like, the gift of tongues is so real. Like, my French has increased a lot, which is awesome. And it's going to continue to increase. And, like, now that I'm, like, with this companion and, like, I'm done with my training. Oh, hallelujah. So, I'm finally done with that. So, like, I can just focus, like, my personal study just, like, on just trying to, like, memorize scriptures, memorize French and stuff, and just try to, like, really get good at teaching. Because I feel like, I'm at the point where it's, like, I've, like, been focusing a lot on, like, learning French and stuff, that it's, like, it's kind of hard for me to, like, teach lessons, because it's, like, I've been focusing on the, like, learning the French, and not necessarily, like, learning exactly, like, how to teach. And since, like, my training, like, Elder Wabunga did nothing for me. It's, like, I'm, like, kind of, like, I don't have, like, a ton of structure, but Elder Lukombe has been helping me a ton, which is awesome. He's a really great guy. So, yeah, that's, like, basically it for the week. I love you guys tons, and can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Love you guys.